All right, let's see whose joke is best.
Okay, you first.
A blind man walks into a bar.
And a chair.
And a table.
And a door, yeah.
Oh, that, okay.
Boo.
Try again, you go then.
Okay, well, yesterday I learned that if you turn a canoe over, you know you can wear it as a hat. Because it's capsized.
Whatever.
Better than yours.
It's true, it's true, it's true. Welcome to Intermission, a show about anything and everything band-related, proving that band is fun. My name's Kim Shuttlesworth.
And I'm Riaz Muhammad. In today's episode of Survivor, we'll talk about surviving summer band and schools of thought.
Hi, everybody.
Happy Monday.
It actually is a Monday.
Today, yes. Now, when will this actually get posted remains to be seen.
It will not be today because I left that computer at my house.
So happy potentially Tuesday.
Happy week of August 19th.
You almost flew past August and September.
Yes, and went straight to October. Yeah, because that's when we actually get a break this year.
I mean, yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. Actually, the start to camp hasn't been bad.
No, so we survived camp.
Yeah. Again, not that bad.
No, now, it's worse now than it was at camp.
Yes. But we're also out late.
When was the last time we podcast?
Before you left for TBA?
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Probably so. Yeah.
So maybe we should start talking about TBA.
Sure.
How was TBA?
It was good. I mean, I went. Let's see. I finished. Oh, I did it before I did all my final judging things too, didn't we?
Sure. Yeah. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. So I had a great time, went down Tuesday night and got ready for semis for Team Honor Band process.
Mm-hmm.
Then did that. Obviously, we advanced that way. Then Wednesday, I was supposed to go to a training, but our tape got played in the middle of it. And I was like, I guess I'm not going to get trained. So I'm going to get a penalty, I think, in my TMAA. But it's okay. Life goes on.
You can make it up later as long as you pay your dues.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I paid my dues. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah. So anyhow, did that. Dues are due in January for me.
January.
Yeah. And then honor band process. Hung out with good friends, you know, for a few days. Went to honor Sally Bowles and Jennifer for their for their acknowledgement of supporting music through Vocal Majority. And then I came home.
I was sad I didn't get to go. I was here at home holding the fort down.
It's true. We were really spread out this summer.
Yeah.
Because of all the different things. You know, I love TBA for a couple of reasons. I love it because it kind of gives you that kickstart before you start the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it offers some new insights right before you're starting, especially in the marching arts of things that I think are great. And then you always get to listen to good band, you know, because of the honor band process. So anyhow, really happy for the kids. And their tape was wonderful. It got rave reviews and things like that. Happy for them. Excited for the future. For the Wind Symphony in particular, but for everyone, the program in general, the program's growing really quick. And now we came back and we just kind of kept our head down for the last 3 weeks, it seems, trying to talk about, you know, trying to get culture in place and get the drill started and, you know, fight the heat. But can we talk about, let's just talk about briefly about how we haven't, and this is going to be an unpopular opinion.
Sure. I mean, yes.
We haven't really rehearsed a ton, but yet we've maximized our time.
Yes. So I can't remember how much detail we've gone into in the last episode, but let's talk about what's happening here at home. So Bond just got passed last year, which means upgrades on literally all the athletic facilities surrounding the marching band practice facility right now. Here at Coppell, our marching field is behind our home stadium, which doubles as the stadium parking lot. And to like the north of that, there's an open field, which is now being turned into our new band hall fine arts facility. So that's currently under construction with dirt being pushed every which way.
We did talk about this, I think, yeah. So, because we were trying to figure out the lines back then.
Yeah, we finally have lines and dots on the field. Turf is done and track is being
poured,
hopefully. I don't know. We haven't checked since Friday. Tennis center is under construction right now. There's semi trucks every single which way. So.
There's construction trailers in fire zones and
yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's so logistically
safety. It's a nightmare.
I can't tell you how many times I had to hop on the golf cart and say, no, don't come this way. You're going to hit a child.
Yeah.
Things like that. So we've had to modify our band camp schedule a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we're not doing mornings from 7 to 11, we did, during PD, we did mornings 7 to 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the... I would say new time constraints and the way our calendar fell, we definitely got less opportunities to rehearse the way we normally do.
This year or last year?
This year, compared to last year and the year before that.
Oh, because of the school calendar.
Because of the calendar and factoring the weather and not having a space for JV to rehearse as well, kind of contributed to all that. So we were looking, especially that last week at camp, we were looking at just 2-hour rehearsals each morning.
Which I don't like 2-hour rehearsals.
No, but for whatever reason, this year, we were just able to get a whole lot done with the varsity.
I think it's because we were uncomfortable with the time. You know, everyone teaches. Sometimes when you teach out of like, I'm not sure that I'm going to know this.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you do some of your best work is what I mean, it's how I personally feel, you know, especially like if you're new and you're having to teach a new instrument. Like all you do is concentrate on what you need to know about that mm-hmm. instrument so that you're super successful. And I think we kind of approach it the same way. And we spoke to the kids about it too, of like, guys, we don't have a lot of time,
yeah.
Because it's just the way the schedule is running. So, cause last year we lost about 23 hours of rehearsal, to Wet Bulb.
Yeah.
I started calculating it. And so we wanted to, and then, you know, and you're having to, like last year we talked about making plan A, plan P,
yep.
plan C off of heat and facilities. And I just, you know, I think we're smarter about it this year going, we know when it's going to be hot and we know when it's not. And so trying to maximize our time for not only safety purposes, but also because we knew that if we were going to lose some time. So we didn't practice as much during yeah. summer band, but we still got the same, if not more, accomplished mm-hmm. just because the kids understood the objective.
Yeah, and now we're on the, what, fourth day of school since we started last week Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we're back to our normal average of like 6 to 8:30. But again, with the Wet Bulb, we've had to make adjustments closer to 6:30, 7 o'clock is when we're really getting outside.
Right, and I'm not sure we'll get out today on Monday. It's the hottest day it's been.
Yeah, we have fans going in the facility. It's 84 degrees in the band hall. It's just a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, but what our plan is that, and I know a lot of people around Texas are dealing with this, and you know, school districts are starting to crack down about the Wet Bulb because
yep.
they're like, oh, it's actually a thing. Yeah, guys, it's a thing, and I don't agree that it's a thing only during practices. I do believe it should be a thing during games. I'm just going to do the unpopular opinion here.
I mean, if we're going to make rules for outside.
Right. It just needs to be a rule for
rule
outside.
Rule for outside. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do believe that, I don't know. I was going with that for a second. What was I saying before
I started
before
listening
that?
To long tones and I kind of tuned out for a second.
Oh, my goodness.
If we're going to make rules for outside, we should make rules for outside.
Oh, I was talking about the schedule. We are trying to maximize our time at the front half of it that we can do, whether it's movement,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's movement indoors, you know, if it's, you know, visuals across a hallway, if we can get it done and then quickly moving out as much as possible, I think that's important for us right now is to just maximize our time.
Yeah, I mean, it's time maximization on top of just strategic planning. What can we actually get done with the constraints that we have?
Right. And our rehearsals right now, you know, everyone's like, it's marching band rehearsal, so everyone has to be doing the same thing. And while it is one group project, I think we sometimes forget that group projects are worked on separately a lot.
Divide and conquer.
And that's really what we have done. A great example would be last week when we did have rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
We knew that we needed to put on some pages, but we also knew that we had to produce some pages in a way that it was going to take some time, but we didn't want to waste kids' time. That's the biggest thing, is I don't want to waste kids' time. I don't want to waste my time. And so we split the field, and Ria's took brass, and I took woodwinds, and Randall took percussion, and Guard, you know, went with Mr. Lum, and we
knocked it out
yeah. Almost the entire ballad.
Yeah, we just had the last two or three pages put on.
And knocked it out because it needed to move, you know, a certain direction. And while if you had walked out there, you would have thought,
oh my God, yeah,
it was mass chaos.
At one point, I picked my head up above the water and it was just like people shouting and like processes and procedures kind of went out the window that day. But I mean, we did what we needed to do. And I think I would hope that the kids felt comfortable about the work that got done, because I mean, as the adult out there, I mean I do.
Yeah, I think we did at the best that we could with the time that we had, to try to max it out, because we didn't get out there as soon as we wanted due to wet bulb, so we had to pivot just a little bit in the lesson plan, and then we made an adjustment the next day, saying since it was Friday, we said we're just going to start later and go later, and they all seemed okay with it. I don't want to do that on school nights as much as possible, so we won't.
Yeah, because it's like a 12-hour turnaround if we're getting out at 8:30.
Right.
School starts at 8:50. Like, at some point, we'll have to make that adjustment.
Exactly. So we're just waiting on the temperature to break at some point here.
The high is 107 today. Are you ready?
I'm debating on why I decided to dress up today. I was in the car when I got the text that said it's 84 in the band hall, and I thought, well, that's great.
First thing, I didn't even say good morning to you.
You didn't.
The question was, why are you so dressed up today?
Yeah, it was one of those things. And guys, dressed up means that I have on shorts, dress shorts, and a top.
Like a button down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dressed up around here. What are you dressed in?
T-shirt, shorts, and tennis shoes.
There you go.
Because it's 84 degrees in the band.
That's true. It's so hot. And apparently we had electricity out.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So let's talk about other stuff that we've done. We've been entertaining. Can we talk about the last 3 days? So in class, you know, everyone, since band's already started, everyone just thinks you just got to keep going. But I actually, this year, I listened to my principal. She did not want us to really do educational things. She wanted us to do culture things. So Riz and I decided to put
a little game show,
a presentation together.
Yeah.
Some motivational videos. We did a lot last week, but so we did this history lesson. So we taught them a lot about Coppell.
Yeah.
We showed them the 1999 State Marching Band Champions
25
video.
25 year anniversary.
25 year anniversaries this year. So we're trying to hype that up a little bit.
Scott Mason.
Mm-hmm. And then we went obviously through process and procedures like everyone does on day one. And then the next day we talked about intrinsic motivation and
finding your why.
Finding your why. We watched some TED Talks on that, trying to figure out like what do we want to become as an organization, and along with our culture, what does it mean within the culture that we're trying to create. And then Friday she wanted us to play. So Riz and I decided we were going to play. Go ahead, Rias. What do we do? And how did that go?
As the two adults standing in front of the classroom, we often talk about how competitive we are.
It's true.
And I never realized how that can turn into a bad thing. Because
when it rubs off on our children?
Because they are ruthless. Or they were ruthless on Friday. So we did a Coppell history.
Hold on,
Kahoot.
I'm taking some focus gummies. I think I'm all over the place right now.
We put together a Coppell history Kahoot. So we split them into teams for that. And I had no idea that that was going to be a hit, first of all. And then right after...
Why don't you tell them what you did, though? About the names? Rhea's sometimes...
In the spirit of competition...
Okay. Here we go.
I asked them, or I said, the most creative team name wins. Not knowing that I had unleashed something that I was not going to be able to take back. Because I should have verbally said appropriate...
Names.
Names.
Because these are high school kids.
It brought joy to my day.
He looks over at me and he goes, I think this might have been a bad idea. And I said, you think?
So they abbreviate your name, Shuttlesworth, to SW.
And I had a couple names out there for me.
SW Shotties was one of them.
What does that even mean?
Homies.
Oh, they're my homies.
The 90s. Yeah. 90s term for homies.
And then SW Sons.
Yeah. Moe's Bros was on there.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting the... Never mind. There are a lot. Yeah, there you go.
I got it. Yeah. Sorry. I'm a little slow
school
today.
School appropriate.
Monday.
Focus gummies are kicking in.
Yeah. Already. That was quick.
Yeah.
They are Oli. Let's just go ahead and say.
Oli?
Is it Oli or Oli?
I don't know.
O-L-L-Y. Laser focus. Get in the zone and think sharper. Ginseng, alpha GPC, and B vitamins. Not the other kind of gummies, guys. Get your heads out of the...
Whoa.
I've never.
Maybe you... This is a school show. Maybe you should take more laser-focused gummies. Anyway.
Well, some people say that, and they're like, gummies. And I'm like, no, I don't even know what those are.
After our Kahoot.
Anyhow, he does these names, and they get so... They're yelling at each other. It's crazy.
So following the Kahoot game, we found this like Disney song trivia on YouTube where it plays a 5-second clip of a song and they have to guess.
In the middle of the Kahoot game, he says, I have an idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I said, what is the idea? We're going to make them run to get this water bottle.
I didn't say that in so many words, but keep going.
And I was like, okay. And I'm thinking in my head, like, is this a good idea? But Riaz was into it. Why? Because the kids were so into his Kahoot. He was so proud of himself.
Heck,
I felt that you had to elevate yourself even more into the last game.
You have to under-promise and over-deliver.
Correct. So he puts his water bottle out. He does it draft style.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
It's like kickball.
So.
As a kid in elementary school.
I forgot about the draft style. Yeah, we put the 5 drum majors at the front of the room and said, pick your teams.
Yeah, I'm sure those kids that got picked last felt horrible.
I didn't, like.
You didn't think that one through
that
either.
That far ahead until we're about 2/3 of the way through the draft.
I know. I was just like, couldn't we have just numbered off 1,
but
2, 3,
I've been
4, 5?
There. We had to shake it up a little bit because we always do that. Down the row, A, B, C, D. Anyway, so the 5 drum majors split into their 5 teams, and we put the teams around the room, and there was a water ball in the center of the room, and we said, I guess I'll take ownership.
Yeah, you will, because I was the referee.
When you know the answer, you run to the center of the room and grab the water bottle, not knowing that they would try and take each other out.
I even made a comment not to tackle.
And what happened the first time?
2 kids collided and he almost got a concussion.
So he's fine. So we split up into 5 different water bottles.
I'd said girls only can run.
Yeah.
For a little while.
And then they tempered down a little bit, so everybody was back in. And the competitiveness that came out of some of these kids.
Let's talk about cheating, shall we?
Academic dishonesty does not belong in a place of public education.
It's true. And we had a group cheat. Because they found the YouTube video.
Yep.
And stayed ahead of us. And we wondered why they were running out before the song basically had even started.
Oh, well.
And then I go over to approach him because he's deemed me the referee.
Yeah.
So I'm screaming because everyone is screaming. How funny was it from your view?
There are no words.
He was on the ground.
As soon as you like stormed over there screaming and they were screaming back and you started screaming louder and they were screaming louder, I could not handle it. And I was spread eagle on the floor laughing so hard. Maybe not spread eagle. Just like... It was probably my favorite day of the week.
I looked over thinking that he's going to be behind me helping me out.
I did not have your back.
He's on the floor.
Yeah.
Rolling around like a hyena. You were laughing.
Yes. It was worth it.
So I DQ'd those guys and made them sit down. The girls were so mad.
They were so mad, yeah.
So we apologized to the girls in the group.
No.
But you are the company you keep.
Yes. So that was really fun. For me, anyway.
It was for Riaz, because he's not the one that was the bad guy. It was me.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, she's so mean.
That's fine.
Over here, I can't even get him. I was like, are we going to continue the game? He's like, I don't know. I can't even get him to focus.
No.
And then he's like, okay, we still have to get to 50. I was like, we are not going to 50.
That's 50 questions.
We got to 30 because I was afraid they were going to kill themselves.
It's fine. We ran out of time anyway.
Blood was going to be drawn. It's one kid to like, stop running out.
All spirit of competition.
We did this to ourselves. They are a product of us.
Yes. Anyway, that was really fun.
Yeah, so we didn't really play our instruments, guys. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
No, we did that day.
We did. We played warm-up. Yes. We did
went
a warm-up.
Some processes.
Because it was the whole essence of the day was called play.
Play, yeah.
So we played our instrument for a little bit, and then we played.
Mm-hmm.
And then they played spike ball?
I think so. That has somehow to evolved, yes, to be a thing here.
Yeah, this morning they were playing that and volleyball in the band hall.
There are spike ball nets that live in the band hall now. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's pretty amazing that they still have time to play. But we have definitely wanted to make sure this is a place of fun.
Yes.
So we had it. Now we got to get down to business. And clean. So in our band hall right now, we're focusing on, obviously, you know, a lot of people ask, like, how do you work through the fall season? Well, I've actually been calling a lot of people, a lot of my mentors and friends, talking about this because, you know, we as directors have decisions to make in terms of how much and when, where, and why, mm-hmm. right? And so you look at, you know, we forecast what we think is going to happen in terms of the schedule. You know, we look at what our goals are. Our first show, competitive show, is September 28th.
5-8, somewhere in there.
Something like that. And
last weekend in September.
Yeah. And so we think about, okay, well, how much do we want to have done? And of that, how much of it is going to be produced? Or are we just going to throw, you know, there's something to be said about just trying to throw as much as you can out mm-hmm. there, you know, into the frying pan and letting someone decide if it's cooking right or not, you know. And then there's other philosophy of thought is where you just want to put everything that you put out is pristine,
yep.
you know, which comes to the discussion of content.
I mean, we've seen both work too.
Yeah. But here's a question. I honest question. This is good dialogue because I think this is going to cause some controversy. You're a judge,
mm-hmm.
right? You judge around right now. So do I. Ask this question to you. You see a group come on and they have 2.5-3 minutes done with choreography, full uniform, right flags. Musically, it's pretty good. Visually, it's good because it's been cleaned. Okay? All right? Show makes sense, blah, 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 blah. To the show, to what you know, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Another group comes out. 6 minutes of music and visual. Some are, you know, 50% of it is produced. Visually, it's pretty, it's decent. You can get it. Musically, it's decent. You can get it. What do you credit most?
I mean,
the debate of the century.
That's really hard because obviously you have to adjudicate the content versus the achievement, but you're also having to adjudicate the product that's in front of you.
Yeah. So what are you doing? What do you do, Riaz Mohammed?
I mean, I look at the picture holistically and understand that it's early season, so I have an idea of where this could possibly go, but I evaluate the thing that's in front of me.
You're not answering the question. Are you giving more to content? Are you giving more to achievement?
I mean, I think I would give more to achievement.
Why? Because it's comfortable?
Just because I'm looking at the better product is what I'm trying to find.
So you're saying 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
That's hard.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Answer it. This is the debate.
Yeah. I would put my eggs in the 2 minute basket.
Why?
Because if you're, as an adjudicator, if you're asking me to evaluate the product, that I have to sit there and rank 1 to 10, I think I'm looking at overall quality. Or 1 to 12, whatever the option is.
So you're saying you can't see the quality in the show that has the more content?
Yes, but my question would be, can you reward that if it's not at the same quality as the 2 minute product?
Okay.
What would you do?
If I don't know where the show's going, how can I evaluate the content?
Fair.
Holistically.
Yeah.
It's a two-sided, I could go either way on the discussion, which I think it's a great topic to have, because so many people are right now like, I've got to put the pages on.
Yeah, but at some point, don't we think it's quality over quantity? Like at one point in the season, do we start to think about it like that? Because I know a lot of people are like, I have 100 pages, 70 pages are already out.
Mm-hmm.
And people just throw it out there. There's different people.
But there's something to be said to that.
Yeah.
You seeing a whole show.
Yeah.
Even though it's a little dirty, you see the whole show. So from a general effect standpoint, which show is better? The show you can see or the show you can't? I get the music side of the sheet.
Yeah.
You know. But when it comes into effect and it comes to that whole content mastery situation, and something to be said about what is it that you do show and when do you show it.
Yeah. That's hard.
What do you do? What do you say you do coming into the show? You're getting ready. You know your first show is a month and 10 days away. What are you doing?
I mean, I think you realistically sit down, look at your calendar and think, how much can you get done and produced at a level that you feel comfortable putting out there? And I mean, I think it's what I've always done is looking at that deadline and trying to work your way backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then if, like, on the way towards that deadline, if you can't make it, you have to like find a new stopping point or a new goal and then adjust there.
Okay.
What?
Anything else?
No.
It's a huge topic of debate right now.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's sitting there going, I've got to get this. So my question is it driven by content or competition?
You're boxing me in.
I am. Because you just said,
yep,
you would
competition.
Go competition.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
You're right. You're right. You're not wrong.
It's just really hard because you can navigate it a multitude of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is why I'm an assistant.
Is it?
So I don't have to make the big
decisions.
So you're
making me make the decisions.
Yeah.
Well, it's something to be thought of when I look at a timeline. And, yeah. And I know it's a big topic of conversation. And if you have an opinion, obviously we want you to share it with us. But to what extent is the educational process being advanced? That's what I have to kind of center myself around, of like, educationally, what is best, even though I'm super competitive. I don't have an answer yet.
I mean, yeah, and at the end of the day, you want to do what's in the best interest of your kids to make them feel more successful, especially if it's early season, because that can determine the trajectory of how they function the rest of the season.
Well, yeah, and how they feel. Yeah. But are we putting all of our eggs in a basket of five people determining how our kids should feel? Or are we trying to create a culture where they understand that this is what's best for us and we're going to do what we do regardless of the result?
I think, speaking on behalf of me, I definitely tend to preach and want to do the cultural aspect of things. But I mean, on a contest day when it's midnight and you have expected to walk out of there third place, but you're really sitting like sixth or seventh, you put your value in those five people. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, that also sets up the problem of, like, you don't have an understanding of where you really are mm-hmm. in the process versus where you think you are. So, yes, I think to a certain extent, I do put my value in what those five people have to say. But, you know, when you're having that conversation in front of your kids, it's about taking that step back and really putting it in perspective with them, talking about it's like a long-term sprint. You're not racing to the finish line tomorrow.
So how do we educate the children to not be like us, apparently?
I think we've rubbed off a little too much on them.
Mm. We definitely, the fun part has rubbed off
on them. Yeah. I mean, it's...
And they understand our humor, hence the words of their names.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about taking a step back and looking at it holistically. Like, understand that the product is not done, and they don't know that because they're not living it every single day. They just have to, again, evaluate the thing that's in front of them and whether or not they choose to do it from the lens of, this is what I see and this is the number that I have to put down, or versus, this is how I understand this and where this is going to go. Mm-hmm. Let me put this number down instead, kind of thing. Mm. Is there bias? Yeah. Do people take that into account all the time? No, I don't think so. I think people say that they do, but in reality, they may not.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can't control five people's opinions because they're going to interpret it five different ways through five different lenses. Mm-hmm. It sucks, but we do this to ourselves.
It's true. I didn't sleep well last night trying to figure out the plan.
Already?
Yeah, just a lot on my mind about that, just that whole concept of, you know, talking to some friends about it and why are we doing, you know, the why, again, is why we're doing what we're doing. And I want people to realize there is not a right or wrong answer. And I think people think that there is, you know your program, you know.
And that's the thing. I don't know that you can have a right or a wrong answer because everybody's program is so different.
Right.
Sure, there are a lot of similarities.
There you go.
Thanks. There's a lot of similarities everywhere, but I mean, at the end of the day, everybody's different. Everybody's program operates differently.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think, you know, that we're already in it again. I was thinking about that this morning. I was getting ready. I was like, oh, we're in school again.
Yeah. Our first contest is a little over a month away.
Yeah.
40 days?
Yeah, something like that. And I think about it if I approach it not as a contest, but as our first display of execution, mm-hmm. does that change my approach of how and what is going to get done?
I don't know.
Question of the week. Yeah.
I mean, yes, you have a rubric in front of you. So do you teach straight to that rubric or do you focus on your product? Because in theory, you tailor the product to the rubric.
Yeah, you teach to the test. That's mm-hmm. what education is these days.
Yeah.
What if you taught to the experience?
That'd be totally different.
Would it?
I think so. I don't like this. You're just like, huh, okay.
It's thought.
No, I know.
It's thought for us. It's thought for everyone. So I just want to make sure. Speaking of, we have to start planning. It's getting that time.
Oh my God, first period's almost over.
It's true. Listen, this was kind of a...
We got really far on this.
It's a discussion I think we should continue. Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
But go try to have fun with kids. Oh, can we talk about how I just got us two new vacuums?
Two, and they are sleek.
Yeah.
They look like Teslas.
You know.
They only have one button.
They do. They only have one button on them. That's because our banhal is always so dirty. I can't wait. And vacuum is such a soothing thing for me.
Can we buy an air conditioning unit?
Yeah, let's go buy some fans for sure. But anyhow, guys, think about that. I want us to all focus on that. That's kind of why I brought that up is, you know, we're in the grind of it right now. And
we just got started.
And we just That's got started.
It's going to be a long semester.
It is.
Just because our calendar is longer.
It is, but.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, and try not to overthink it. All right. Good seeing everybody. Oh, we didn't see them. This is a podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.